Welcome to Motivation to Write, the mini podcast in which I focus on the art of writing. Today, we're going to talk about anaphora. Now, a few days ago, I posted an Instagram video congratulating six-year-old author Kamaya Chanel on publishing her first book, I Love Myself. It's a coloring book full of affirmations such as, I am kind, I am loving, I am magnificent. And I love this, not only because she is 6 years old and already an author, but because Kamaya is harnessing the power of a rhetorical device called anaphora. And anaphora is the repetition of a word or words at the beginning of successive phrases, clauses, or sentences, right? So I am kind, I am magnificent, I am loving. That's an example of anaphora because she's repeating I am. We're going to look at an example from Ernest Hemingway's short story, The Snows of Kilimanjaro. But before we do, have you seen the PBS, the newly released PBS documentary on Ernest Hemingway? It is a Ken Burns documentary. It is absolutely wonderful. You know, anything Ken Burns does is just gold. It's a three-part documentary. Each part is like an hour and a half to 2 hours, and you get a very in-depth look into the life of Ernest Hemingway and his work. So if you are a fan, or if you just want to learn more about Ernest Hemingway, I highly suggest you check out that documentary. I think it's streaming on PBS and on Amazon Video. So now back to the excerpt from The Snows of Kilimanjaro. I'm going to read this. It says, he had destroyed his talent, not by using it, by betrayals of himself and what he believed, by drinking so much that he blunted the edge of his perceptions, by laziness, by sloth, and by snobbery, by pride and by prejudice, by hook and by crook. So I'm sure you noticed the repetition of the word by. And he is repeating successive prepositional phrases, beginning with the word by, right? By betrayals of himself, by drinking so much, by laziness, by sloth, by snobbery. The effect of this is powerful. Hemingway stresses and focuses on the many ways Harry, that's the character in this excerpt, he stresses and focuses on the many ways Harry has destroyed his talent. And by restating the word by, he makes each of those reasons clear to the reader. So here anaphora is adding clarity and focus to what Ernest Hemingway is trying to convey. And my second example, I'm going to use one of my most favorite documents ever written, and that is the Declaration of Independence. I think it is a beautifully, I want to say almost perfect written document. I just love this document. So in the Declaration of Independence, the founding fathers use anaphora to focus on King George III and emphasize his tyranny. So they're using it for focus and emphasis, right? I'm not going to read all of this, but they're listing all of the offenses and the injuries of King George III. And they start off each injury with he has. He has refused his assent to laws. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, and on and on and on, right? I mean, it's a bunch of injuries that they list, and they all start with he has. So this is powerful, again, because it puts the focus on him and his tyranny. Love that. Okay, now, the last example, I cannot talk about anaphora without talking about Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. If you're in high school or even middle school and you learn about anaphora, you're going to read this speech because this is probably the most famous use of anaphora, right? Okay, so you know, I'm sure, that he keeps repeating, I have a dream. And by using anaphora, in the repetition of I have a dream, he's focusing his audience's attention on their potential to manifest his dream, right? I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. We know the power of that speech, right? And it's through the use of anaphron. He doesn't just use it there. He uses it prior to this part of the speech where he's repeats the word we. So if you have... No, well, let me loop it back to Kamaya before I close. So Kamaya and her writing is really harnessing that power and restating I am, because she's focusing her reader's attention on the power within themselves. She reminds other young people of their value and their worth. So use anaphora to focus, to emphasize, to stress, and to clarify. How might you use anaphora in your next piece to focus your message and enhance your style? Because yes, it does stylize your writing. Just don't overuse it, because then it just becomes ineffective if it's overused, right? But try it out and let me know how it goes. I have links to suggested resources and links to the works cited in this in the show notes. Make sure you subscribe to my weekly newsletter on zazo.com, and you can follow me on Instagram at Motivation to Write, Facebook at Motivation to Write, and Twitter @Ebony Haywood. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.